is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in all over North America, East Coast, West Coast, down South, Midwest, Canada, everything in between. Okay, over an ocean. Thank you for being here. Thank you to our producer. He's in New York City, Ryan Botcher. The show gets started every weekday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. We've talked about James Cook getting his contract with the Bills, Shedeur Sanders with that oblique injury with the Browns. We got a bunch of guys still looking for contracts like Terry McLaurin. Hey, we got the Brewers. Congratulations to the Milwaukee Brewers. 12 straight victories. They're trying to make it 13 tomorrow. Yeah, it pays to win, okay? And we got more to get into. Of course, it's Wednesday. I bring you a new top six list every single Wednesday. And today, we're taking a look at some of the biggest cheaters in sports history. Hey, if you've missed a minute or a second of the show, hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Thank you for listening on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. If you got SiriusXM, it's channel 375. And if you have a smart speaker, ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. What a day. You can find me online everywhere at JR Sport Brief. There will be no cheating here. There will be no philandering here. There are no vices here. There's no Venmo transactions that allege or insinuate gambling. None of that here. None. Zip. Zero zilch. And those are just a few of the things that have taken place over the past, let's just say, 48 hours. You got John Mateer from Oklahoma, the new quarterback for the Sooners. Apparently, he was sending messages a few years ago, Venmo payments that he was putting as gambling. And now he's saying, oh, it was just an inside joke. Of course. It's stupid jokes. It's like the guy who, I don't know, yells into a movie theater and yells fire. Oh, what a stupid joke that is. Much more dangerous to the general public. But why do something so innocuous? Why do something so stupid? Now you got Oklahoma going, yeah, there's no NCAA investigation right now, but we'll look into it. And he just says, sorry. Yeah, you can make up anything on the internet nowadays. Why you would put sports betting and gambling in Venmo memos, I have no idea. Some people are just stupid. I mean, damn it, we just heard from Michael Porter Jr. You would think that he would have some type of common sense. And he's over here ratting on his brother. He's like, yeah, my brother, he has a gambling addiction. Me, my addiction is women. Okay, all right, cool. I mean, you wouldn't say it the other way around, right? No, who would do that? Botcher, I don't know, never mind. Botcher, I don't want to get in trouble. I got in trouble last year. I don't need any more trouble, okay?
I don't know where you're headed with this one, though.
No, we're not going anywhere. Not going anywhere. Hey, Michael Porter Jr. got vices, okay? He wouldn't complain about anything else, so let's leave it. Have you ever heard a guy who said otherwise? Have you ever heard anybody who says, you know, I'm not good with the opposite sex or with women or whatever, whoever they're interested in? Have you ever heard anybody say that?
Yes. Nobody's. Wait, what do you mean? Like, in general?
Nobody walks around and goes, you know, nobody tries to meet somebody and goes, hey, by the way, I'm a loser. Oh, yeah, by the way, I'm poor. Hey, by the way, I'm broke. Hey, by the way, I'm not good in bed. Nobody says those things. Like, people do the opposite. This guy's sitting around on podcast. He's sitting around on, like, three different podcasts saying, hey, by the way, guys, you know, I got a problem with getting women. I get too many of them.
Yeah, the only thing I would say is that there is actually a group of people called incels they are like that.
Well, I mean, well, they're in the basement. They're not going outside trying to attract people that way.
Yeah, but it's online, too. I have to do, like, the video calls, whatever it is.
Are there people that are interested in that? I need to get a guy that's a loser?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'd assume no.
That's my point. It's just funny. Michael Porter Jr. is just saying what a lot of guys. He's like, oh, yeah, I got a problem with women. I have so many. Who runs around saying I got none? Zero. I got a problem getting women. Nobody ever says that. And then he's killing his brother on gambling. It's bad. I will tell you this. The one thing that you should know, Michael Porter Jr. did say. Why he said it, I have no idea. But it came out of his mouth anyway. He just said, the problem with sports betting and gambling is going to get worse. He says, it got my brother, and it's going to get other guys too. Listen to this.
You get mad at these dudes that do the sports betting. But think about if you could get all your homies rich by telling them, yo, no, bet $10,000 on my under. You know, this one game, I'm going to act like I got an injury. And I'm a sit out. I'm a come out after 3 minutes, and they all get a little bag because you did it one game. Like, that is so not okay. But some people probably think like that.
Well, thank you for letting us know about the cheaters, and we've had cheaters all throughout the course of sports. People gambling and ruining their lives. It could happen to me. It could happen to you. It could happen to somebody who makes millions and millions and millions of dollars. And so you know what? Thanks for the inspiration, all you cheaters, all you gamblers out there. Not you, but the athletes. It's Wednesday. I've been doing this for, damn it, I don't even know, a long time now. 15, 16, 17 years. I give you a new top six list every Wednesday. I've been doing it on the radio for about 5 years now. But today is a top six list of cheaters in sports history. Who are some of the biggest cheaters that we've seen come down and through the sports world? Well, there's more than six, but I'm going to give you the top six that stand out to me. Let's go.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's time to get JR's latest top six list, only on the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network, taking a look at the top six cheaters in sports history. I'm not wasting any time. I'm getting right into it. What number are we going to?
Number six.
Because it's a countdown, not a count up. At number six, I'm going back to 2017. I'm going back to a baseball team. I'm going to a squad that won the World Series with cameras and garbage cans and relaying signs and beating Yankees and Dodgers and taking MVPs. I'm talking about the Houston Astros. Jeff Luhnow, the GM, he got the boot. A.J. Hinch, the manager at the time, he got the boot. Man, Carlos Beltran almost had a job with the New York Mets running the damn team. He got the boot, and he was gone. None of the players got punished. They were relaying signs. They were cheating. Astros got fined $5 million for cheating. And the players, they got nothing for cooperating. Oh, yeah, Rob Manfred. What a dumbass decision that was. Hey, listen to Jose Altuve. This was him apologizing after the fact. Oh, they ripped my jersey. Let's just listen to him.
We had a great team meeting last night. And I want to say that the whole Astros organization and the team feel bad about what happened in 2017. We especially feel remorse for the impact in our fans and the game of baseball. And our team is determined to move forward, to play with intensity, and to bring back a championship to Houston in 2020.
Oh, the remorse. You heard he felt remorse. Someone who felt no remorse and wasn't happy was Cody Bellinger. He was on that Dodgers team. He used to play for the Cubs too. But then he talked about how the apologies were terrible.
I thought the apologies were whatever. I thought Jim Crane's was weak. I thought Manfred's punishment was weak, giving him immunity. I mean, these guys were cheating for 3 years. You know, I think what people don't realize is Altuve stole an MVP from Judge in 17. Everyone knows they stole the ring from us. I don't know what human hits a walk-off home run against Aroldis Chapman to send your team to the World Series. And one has the thought to say, don't rip my jersey off. But two, go in the tunnel, change your shirt, and then come out and do your interview. Like that makes no sense to me. makes zero sense to me, because I know me. Gary Sanchez said yesterday, you can rip my shirt off, my pants off. I set my team the World Series off for Aldis Chapman in the ninth inning at home. You can do, you know, I'm going crazy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I hit a home run to go to World Series. I'm getting naked, okay? As Cody Bellinger, I hope it never happens. Anyway, yeah, we know the Astros were cheaters. We don't know about no buzzers with Altuve, but their asses were cheating. Astros, number six on my list. Top six cheaters in sports history. Where we going next?
Number five.
Ooh, I remember this. I remember watching her in the Olympics, and she was running and running and running. Three gold medals, two bronze. And then she got connected to Balco. Her ex-husband was out there, and her boyfriend at the time was with it, Tim Montgomery. And she kept lying. Her name is Marion Jones. She was one of these America's darlings coming out of the Olympics. And it took her like six, 7 years to be honest. And she had to go to jail for 6 months for lying when it came down to this investigation. She lied to the feds. You lied to the feds, you getting locked up. This is when she finally came clean. This is courtesy of CNN.
I want you to know that I have been dishonest. And you have the right to be angry with me. I have let them down. I have let my country down. And I have let myself down. I recognize that by saying that I'm deeply sorry, it might not be enough and sufficient to address the pain and the hurt that I've caused you. Therefore, I want to ask for your forgiveness for my actions, and I hope you can find it in your heart to forgive me.
Man. And she came out with a book a few years ago. Like, her life is completely different. She's a very active. Go read her book. Go look up Marion Jones. The things are very different in her life. Very different. She's doing yoga. And she's, look, when you go from being America's sweetheart, Botcher, she was on a Wheaties box, Botcher. She was on a Wheaties box.
Oh, that's when you know you make it.
Yeah. Wheaties,
that's up there.
This is like if, almost, this is like if we woke up tomorrow and Simone Biles, we found out she was cheating. Could you imagine?
Oh my gosh, for how long Simone Biles has been popular for, that would crush millions.
Yes, that was Marion Jones 25 years ago and more. And now she's just doing yoga and climbing things. And she's living a life. Good for Marion Jones. I'm not going to jail for lying, though. Gilbert Arenas better watch out. Anyway, Marion Jones, number five on my list, top six cheaters in sports history. What's next after five?
Number four.
Damn, we got to go back. If you remember this, good on you. If you were alive for this, even more good on you. I love you. We got to go back to 1919. I'm talking about the Chicago White Sox. My apologies. The Black Sox. Yeah, the guys who were out there throwing the World Series against the Cincinnati Reds. Yeah, take a listen to this. It's from 1919, so of course it's courtesy of the Smithsonian.
Shoeless Joe Jackson and seven other White Sox are accused of taking $5,000 each to throw the series. This Chicago grand jury, the first ever filmed, takes statements in September 1920 from the eight players. Three of them confess to throwing the series. All eight are charged with conspiring to defraud the public.
Yeah, reportedly you got guys who are getting it. This is 1919 money. Dudes were getting $70,000 and $100,000 to go out here and throw the World Series. You think that couldn't happen again? Have some dirty individuals off the street, organized crime guys say, I can make you even more wealthy than you already are. Damn it, we might be due. You want to talk about some of the biggest cheaters in sports history? Yeah, let's go back to 1919, the White Sox, the Black Sox scandal. Imagine eight guys on one team going, you know what, screw this crap. It might happen again. I got them at number four on my list. Top six cheaters in sports history. Let's go from the Black Sox to...
number three.
Barry Bonds. Of course. Of course it's Barry Bonds. And let me preface it by saying this for the people in the back who don't understand. We know Barry Bonds was a good baseball player. We know he was already on his way to the damn Hall of Fame. We know that he did not need to use performance-enhancing drugs to be a great player and a Hall of Famer. We know he was already good. But what he was jealous. What he was spiteful. What he was found guilty by a jury of his peers for obstruction of justice, lying. What he was also guilty of was not knowing whether or not he used something intentionally or not. Man, I could be here forever teaching a class on Balco and Victor Conti and it all. But someone who also knew that Barry Bonds cheated, even though Barry never came out and said so, there was evidence he did, was Hank Aaron. God rest and bless his soul. When Barry Bonds said, hey, I got 754. I got 755. I got 762. Hank Aaron, he sat down on a Today Show a few years ago prior to his passing, and he was asked about Barry Bonds cheating, and it was kind of a juxtaposition. Listen to this.
You've said in the past that despite the fact he has admitted to cheating, you still consider him the home run king.
I do.
How can that be?
I knew Barry's father very well, and I got to know Barry a little bit. It's kind of hard for me to digest and just come to realize that Barry cheated in the home runs, cheated at this and that.
Barry Bonds and some of these other guys who've admitted to juicing, do you think they belong in the Hall of Fame?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Even though they were on steroids?
We've had so many cheaters that have made the Hall of Fame, and I don't see any reason why Barry or any of the rest of them shouldn't make it.
Isn't it bad when we've had so many damn cheaters that you got Hank Aaron going, you know what? Whatever. We've had so many of these cheating guys, we'll just put them in. Yeah, God rest his soul. Shout outs to Henry Hank Aaron. He was a nice, I met him right before he passed. He was such a sweetheart. I mean, damn. Shout outs to his family, too. Good people, good people. Hey, I got Barry Bonds on my list. Hank Aaron wouldn't be on this list. Barry Bonds is number three on my list. Top six cheaters in sports history. Barry Bonds at number three. I don't care what statue they're building of this man in San Francisco. And they waited so long because they know his ass was cheating, okay? I got Barry Bonds at number three. What's next?
Number two.
You know how much of a cheater you got to be to whoop the ass of your opponent? You know how bad of a cheater you gotta be to have somebody hired to crack somebody in the legs? You know how bad you gotta be to hire, damn it, at number two on the list, it's Tonya Harding. Come on now. Out here having Nancy Kerrigan attacked. She said her ex-husband did it. She said she didn't know nothing about it. They found so much evidence to say otherwise. And she's like, I had nothing to do with it. This was horrific. This was horrific. I remember this. I remember hearing Nancy Kerrigan scream after she got whacked in the knees. Remember this from CBS? Listen, this is Nancy Kerrigan getting whacked in the knees.
That was the day an assailant clubbed Nancy Kerrigan on the leg as she left the ice after practice at the U.S. Olympic trials in Detroit.
Someone was running by me and he just like whacked me with this long black like stick.
The attack plunged Kerrigan's Olympic dreams into doubt and focused suspicion on rival skater Tonya Harding.
How are you feeling right now?
It's been a long week.
Within days, Harding's estranged husband, Jeff Gillooly, was arrested, along with three other men. Harding herself, on the other hand, proclaimed her innocence.
I may have some bad points about me, but overall, I think I'm a pretty good person.
They banned her, okay? They banned her for life. She said she was a pretty good person. I didn't know anything. yeah, just my ex-husband and my friends, they got together. I might have overheard some things, but it wasn't me. I didn't have anything to do with it. And then she apologized even more. Listen to this apology. I guess this is an apology.
Kerrigan was hit several times on the leg, around the knee, by what's being described as a club of some sort. Her assailant fled, but was later able to walk to the car that took her to the hospital for treatment. And this evening, she was released from that hospital.
Nancy Kerrigan was making a comeback of sorts.
Yeah, Tonya Harding. And she said she had nothing to do with it. Okay, she said she's a good person. Okay, whatever you say. Yeah, that's why I got her number two on my list. Could you imagine, I don't know, LeBron James having Steph Curry taken out before game 7 of the finals? Come on now. What are we doing? Yeah, Tonya Harding, number two on my list. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're talking about the biggest cheaters in sports history. I'm going to tell you who I have at number one on the list. Oh, this person, this individual, is sick. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast, on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I am. I'm sharing with you a top six list. We got all this gambling talk going on in the world of sports. We got NBA players banned for gambling. We got college athletes defending themselves from gambling. We got Major League Baseball players on leave being investigated for gambling. Everybody's cheating except for me. I don't cheat. I'm not a professional athlete. I'm not out of here cheating. Upstanding individual. Anyway, top six cheaters in sports history. I'm about to tell you who I have at number one on my list. Here's a recap if you weren't here in the last break. At number six, I gave you the Houston Astros. Trash can banging, camera recording. I can go on and on. Astros at number six, World Series stealing. At number five, I gave you one of America's sweethearts, Marion Jones. She just kept running and running and running and winning and winning. In commercials and Wheaties boxes, and then it's like she did drugs. Like, damn, like, you did drugs? And then she had to go to prison for 6 months for lying to the feds. I mean, damn, that's why Gilbert Arenas is ready to snitch on everybody. I hope he's not lying. They accused him of lying already. And number four, I gave you the White Sox, or the Black Sox, a group of eight guys on one damn team who said, let's take some money and throw the World Series. A lot of people still think the White Sox, I know they won in 2005. A lot of people still think that they've been cursed because of that. Top six cheaters in sports history. At number three, I gave you Barry Bonds. I think we know why. At number two, I gave you Tonya Harding, because I just think it's another level to try to take out the opposition before they even get onto the field of play or the ice. Yeah, could you, like, I already brought up an example. That's like LeBron James having somebody take out Steph Curry's knees before game 7 of the finals. Like, come on, man. Settle it on the field of play. And Tonya Harding is like, I ain't do it. I didn't know anything. I overheard my husband talking about it, but I didn't know he was going to do it. I didn't know anything. They banned her for life. And if I got Tonya Harding at number two, and she's out here just beating the competition up, what could and who could possibly be worse? What number are we up to?
Number one.
A top six cheater in sports history. It's one thing to hurt yourself. It's another thing to hurt your reputation. It's another thing when you start hurting everybody around you. You start threatening people and their livelihoods. Man, at number one on the list, damn it, play the number one again. Play it again.
Number one.
Lance Armstrong. This guy was a racer, one of the most inspirational people on planet Earth. Came back from testicular cancer. Okay? Had testicular cancer in 1996, and boom, all of a sudden, He's winning a Tour de France, and then he's winning another one, and another one, and another one, another one, another. How the hell do you win a 7 straight Tour de Frances? These guys are on the bikes. They're getting their asses whooped. They're running over people. They're running into each other. Man, I don't want a bike down the block, let alone up a mountain, over the hills, and through the woods. In France, who wants to do that? Not me. How do you do that 7 straight times? Lance Armstrong, what an inspirational figure. Came back from cancer. God bless him on one end. Raised so much money for cancer research. Was America's good guy. Was a good guy. Until 2012, USADA found out he cheated and that he had made an admission in 2013. He did it with Oprah. And then we found out he was threatening his teammates on Team USA, forcing them, hey, you better shut your mouth. I'll ruin your life. Hey, you better take these drugs too. I'll ruin your life. Who threatens your teammates? Lance Armstrong. It's like, yeah, I'm going to do a Wheaties commercial here and say, hey, cancer's bad and let's raise money for cancer. And I'm going to threaten this, you know what, when I finish this commercial. He's like a Batman villain. He's like Two-Face. Yeah, Lance Armstrong. I got him number one on my list. Top 6 cheater in sports history. I remember when he sat down with Oprah. And it was just like a super interrogation. Oprah asked him, hey, did you kick that old lady? He said, yes. Did you punch that kid? He said, yes. Did you take that drug? Yeah, all of them. Listen to this.
Let's start with the questions that people around the world have been waiting for you to answer. And for now, I'd just like a yes or no. Did you ever take banned substances to enhance your cycling performance?
Yes.
Yes or no. Was one of those banned substances EPO?
Yes.
Did you ever blood dope or use blood transfusions to enhance your cycling performance?
Yes.
Did you ever use any other banned substances like testosterone, cortisone, or human growth hormone?
Yes.
Yes or no? In all 7 of your Tour de France victories, did you ever take banned substances or blood dope?
Yes.
In your opinion, was it humanly possible to win the Tour de France without doping 7 times in a row?
Not in my opinion.
I mean, damn, I think Oprah might have forgot a drug or two. And then before he admitted this live on Oprah, he was sitting around for years going, oh, no, I didn't take no drugs. I didn't take anything. I remember he was sitting on the stage one time and he was just like, I'm a cancer survivor. Do you think I survived cancer to come back from this to take drugs? Listen to this liar. Listen.
Came out of a life-threatening disease. I was on my deathbed. Do you think I'm going to come back into a sport and say, okay, doctor, give me everything you got. I just want to go fast. No way. Would never do that.
Oh, my God. Oh, man. And he just admitted he just went through like 20 drugs on Oprah that he took. What a great lie, I guess. And then he was harassing and threatening his teammates. And Tyler Hamilton is just like, yeah, he kept telling me to shut up. And I saw him with the drugs in the refrigerator one day. He put it in a Coke can. He put it in his butt. Listen to this on 60 Minutes.
Hamilton told us that Armstrong was doping the very first time he won the Tour. One of the drugs was called EPO, which boosts production of red blood cells to enhance endurance.
He was using EPO in the Tour de France in 1999.
Correct.
He was using EPO in the Tour de France in the year 2000.
He used it before to prepare for the Tour.
And what about the Tour in 2001?
He used it to prepare for the Tour. I can't say that he used it during the Tour.
What did you actually witness?
I saw it in his refrigerator, you know. I saw him inject it more than one time.
Yeah, just normal. At least he fessed up at the end. He told Oprah, he's just like, yeah, I don't want to rat on anybody. My bad.
I made my decisions. They are my mistake. And I'm sitting here today to acknowledge that and to say I'm sorry for that.
This man probably raised more money for cancer than any person in America, not named Bill Gates or something like that. And then to know when he's not helping to raise money for cancer, he's threatening his teammates and taking drugs and lying about it. Man, that's tough. That's tough. Lance Armstrong didn't just hurt himself. Man, he was threatening his whole team. Like he was running a crime syndicate for bicycling. I got Lance Armstrong at number one on my list. Biggest cheat in sports history. I got him at number one. Yeah, the phone lines are open, okay? 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Of course, there's more cheaters. There's another famous baseball player who lied through his teeth. I mean, we've had people also utilize video cameras on a football team or a football field. I mean, it could be a pro team or a college team. Hey, we've had guys who've been playing with the air in footballs. There's a lot of cheaters. But these are some of the biggest wide-ranging, reaching cheaters that I think we've seen in sports. At number six, I gave you the Astros. At number five, I gave you Marion Jones. At number four, I gave you the Black Sox. At number three, I gave you Barry Bonds. At number two, I gave you Tonya Harding. At number one, I gave you the guy who will threaten your life if you don't cheat with him. At number one, I gave you Lance Armstrong. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. And I didn't, don't call me about Jose Canseco. He's just a snitch, okay? 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. We're talking about some of the biggest cheaters in sports history. Hey, Marco Belletti, did Oprah leave out any drugs with Lance? Did she miss anything?
I don't know if she missed anything, and I like the fact that, and shut your mouth, yes or no, right now.
Right?
That's some good interviewing skills right there.
Hey, Botcher, let's hear Oprah again ask Lance about the drugs. I'll tell you when to stop. I just want to hear this. Let's hear this.
Let's start with the questions that people around the world have been waiting for you to answer. And for now, I'd just like a yes or no. Did you ever take banned substances to enhance your cycling performance?
Yes.
Yes or no? Was one of those banned substances EPO?
Yes.
Did you ever blood dope or use blood transfusions to enhance your cycling performance?
Yes.
Did you ever use any other banned substances like testosterone, cortisone, or human growth hormone?
Yes.
Yes or no? In all seven of your Tour de France victories, did you ever take banned substances or blood dope?
Yes.
We're good. We're good. Yeah, but then, oh, yeah, but I had cancer. I'm never going to take all these other drugs. Oh, my God.
I like the threatening of your teammates because, I mean, that's almost like Alex Rodriguez taking, you know, the Yankee backup catcher in the clubhouse. Yeah. Yo, you better inject some HGH. We're winning the World Series this year, damn it.
Yeah, and if you don't do it, I'm going to make sure you never play baseball again. That's what Lance people don't understand. That's what Lance Armstrong did. He didn't just cheat himself. He put the whole team on the cheating and told them, if you rat on me, I'm going to send you back to the woods. Like, there was so much money at stake. He threatened these guys' livelihoods. He gooned them. He treated them like this was the mafia, bro.
Oh, my God.
Lance Armstrong was something different. He was different, bro. There's nothing else. He was different.
Yes or no?
Wild stuff. Hey, I got Lance number one on the list. 888-710-4IS, and we'll get to your calls on the other side. But right now, what's going on in the world of sports? It's a news flash with Marco Belletti.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Oh, yeah, I just gave you a new top six list. We took a look at some of the biggest cheaters in sports history. I'm about to get to your calls. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. Had the Astros at number six. Marion Jones at number five. The Black Sox at number four. Those dirty White Sox. Number three, I gave you Barry Bonds. And number two, I gave you Tonya Harding. Oh, I didn't know they were going to beat her in the legs. I had no idea. And at number one, I gave you Lance Armstrong. Yeah, you either did the drugs with him or you kept your mouth quiet or he would ruin your life. Man, that's tough. That's mafioso. Lance Armstrong, number one on my list of cheaters. We've had other people use cameras, deflate balls, hurt people, intimidate them. But I think this is what we got at the top of the heap. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. I need you to think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. 888-710-4ISN. 888-710-4ISN. Let's go to Mike. He's calling from Baltimore. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, JR, this is your buddy, you know, guy in Baltimore that was looking out for you down the harbor for the lady for you.
Well, thank you.
Still haven't found her yet. Hey, JR, how about Rosie Ruiz? Remember she allegedly won the marathon, Boston Marathon, I think it was like 1980, where she like rode part of the way in a vehicle.
She popped him at the end, right?
Towards the end, he popped outside running, did a great acting job. That was something else.
Yeah, that sounds like something from Looney Tunes, but it happened in real life.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was wild.
Well, thank you, Mike. I appreciate that.
All right, JR. Take care, buddy.
You as well, Mike. Please be well. Yeah, man. And it you can laugh about that. We've had some, I mean, we had that bombing at the marathon. We've had some horrific things. But, you know, all these years later, that, thank God, is something that you can actually take a look at and laugh about. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4ISN. We're talking about some of the biggest cheaters that we've seen in sports. Mike is here from Boise, Idaho. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Mike, what's up?
Hey, JR, thanks for letting me talk about it, and I want to talk about Kenny Bernstein. I know he's probably not very high on your list, but as far as racing goes, he's got to be one of the most long-time prolific cheaters. And it took so long to catch him that they didn't reveal they knew he was cheating until they revamped their car inspection process to not only catch him, but everybody like him that was doing it. He was hiding a nitrous bottle inside of his gas tank that required no triggering system. As soon as he launched the car, a weight would pull the valve open and mix the nitrous with the fuel. And he would win round after round, championship after championship. When they finally realized what he was doing, it was an embarrassment to the NHRA because they hadn't found out for so long and had to revamp their inspection process. And they just gave him a big enough fine and suspension to figure out he wasn't going to race anymore, because vacating all of his championships going back would have been a nightmare and embarrassing for the NHRA. Yeah. So racing-wise, he was taught to be one of the worst of all time. But I don't know where he would fall on your list. Anyway,
well,
thanks.
Well, thank you, Mike, for calling from Boise. I'm going to have to look that up, man. I don't keep up with no drag racing. I'm sorry. I don't. I don't know street racing. Let me shut up. I got to look him up, okay? Not as familiar with the drag racing man and Kenny Bernstein. I'll look him up. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. We're talking about some of the biggest cheaters in sports history. Alan is here from Toronto. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Tom Brady, I know, I don't have to be told, he's one of the best quarterbacks of all time. I already know. But we can't look the other way when it comes to the deflate scandal. He was at the center of it, and the Patriots colluded. The 2015 championship game, January 18th, Patriots 45, Indianapolis 7, and the team was fined $1 million, lost two draft picks, and Brady was given a 4-game suspension. He lost the appeal. He delayed it for a year, and it created halftime spot checks. They're being monitored now. The footballs are being monitored. They're being closely watched. So, you know, he's one of the ones. Biggest scandal. You can talk from today to tomorrow about his accomplishments, but can't look the other way.
Well, I don't agree. I don't disagree with you at all, Alan. Thank you for calling from Toronto.
Great talking to you. Thanks a lot for taking my call.
Absolutely. I don't disagree with anything Alan just said. I just believe, and he said it too. I think Tom Brady's accomplishments, Deflategate is like a blip on Tom Brady's career at this point. And we're not all that far removed from the guy's career. Imagine what Deflategate is going to be in another 3 years or 5 years or 10 years. It's going to be even more of an afterthought. We're going to move into an era, and I don't know how long it's going to be. It could be another 5 to 10 years. There's a kid right now who is 10 years old and loves the NFL. He doesn't know about Deflategate at all. He doesn't know about Spygate. He just knows Tom Brady is the greatest. There may be a 15-year-old. There's a 15-year-old out here. He doesn't know about Deflategate. He just goes, Tom Brady. He doesn't know anything. It's a blip. At least Tom Brady did not threaten the ball boys, as far as we know. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. We're talking about some of the biggest cheaters in sports history. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
Our daughter, Jessie, loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective, too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide Free and Gentle provides an excellent Tide clean, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues like dyes or perfumes. So it's gentle on your skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.